question was asked in Halakha over the last Yom Tov, where we had a situation of Eruv Tavshilin. The holiday came out on Friday on Shabbat, and therefore the law is that before the holiday starts on Thursday afternoon, we had to prepare Eruv Tavshilin, which would allow us to make preparations going from Yom Tov to Shabbat. Allow us to cook on Friday, for example, for the meal that we would have Friday night on Shabbat. So the question was asked, if somebody is staying in a hotel for Pesach, where he is not doing any of the cooking, the Baal HaBayit is doing all the cooking, they have a caterer. And of course the host makes an Eruv Tavshilin for themselves, for the caterer to cook, to prepare for the guests. Does each individual person in his room need to make an Eruv Tavshilin, being that he is not doing any cooking? For that matter, the question would be asked as well, as a couple that's staying by their parents for the holiday, where really they're not cooking, they're just staying in their room, and the Baal HaBayit is doing all the cooking and they're making the Eruv Tavshilin, is it necessary for them to make their own Eruv Tavshilin or not? This is a big machloket amongst the Rishonim, and it's actually based on the following question. One of the melachot that we do on Yom Tov for Shabbat, besides cooking, is lighting Nerot Shabbat. We light candles on Friday afternoon, which is really Yom Tov, but we're lighting them for Shabbat. So the question is, do you need Eruv Tavshilin to allow you to light candles as well? Just like it allows me to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbat, does the Eruv also necessary to allow me to light candles for Shabbat and light them on Yom Tov? The Tosafot and Masechet Betzach Bet, as well as the Benu Asher, rule that if you did not make Eruv Tavshilin, you cannot light the candles from Friday to Shabbat, because that is one of the things that the Eruv is Matir. Just like in some of the texts of the Eruv Tavshilin, we say Ud Adluke Sharga Miyom Tov LeShabbat, to light a candle. However, Harambam in Ilchot Yom Tov did not discuss the case of lighting candles, and Maran in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Kof Chav Zayin Halakha Yud Tet clearly said, if one did not make an Eruv Tavshilin, he is permitted to light the candles from Friday to Shabbat. And therefore, halakha lema'aseh, if a person was staying in a hotel, if he's not planning on cooking, so therefore, certainly, he'd be allowed to make the nerot according to Maran Waran Eruv Tavshilin, and there would be no reason for him to make Eruv Tavshilin according to Shulchan Aruch. However, Hacham Avadya writes that in order to satisfy the other opinions, it's better to prepare an Eruv Tavshilin Beli Beracha, just to take the matzah, the egg, Beden Eruvah, Yeshar, Alana, etc., Udaduke Sharga. Of course, if you didn't do it, nothing would change, but to satisfy all the opinions, in the same case, if a person was by his parents or his in-laws for the holiday, it would be proper to designate Eruv Tavshilin Beli Beracha, and therefore he'll be fulfilling according to all the Shitot. That's why it's brought down in Yalkut Yosef as well, in the Ilchot Sefirat HaOmer, on page 246. Ayusvim b'malon, ובעל המלון מערב עירוב התבשילין. אינם צריכים לערב רק בשביל להדליק הנרות מיום טוב לשבת. והוא עדין לזוג צעיר ששופטים אצל ההורים וסמוכים על שולחנם, אינם צריכים לערוב תבשילין ורשאים להדליק נרות בחדר המיוחד להם מיום טוב לשבת. ובכל מקום, אם מניחים עירובי תבשילין בשביל הדלקת נרות, בלבד לא יברכו שספק ברכות להקל, אלא רק יאמרו בדין עירובה ישר הלנה לדוקה שרגה ביום טוב לשבת.